RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you familiar with the show or listening to Job Talk for the first time, I want to thank you for tuning in to RadioStPete.com and allowing me to be a part of your day. And if you're in the archive section, I hope you take the time to browse around and listen to the other archive programs, too. They're all very interesting and entertaining. So it's my goal with Job Talk to talk about and with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's really like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. And all of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way for everyone to get to know them a little bit better. And in the process, I'm very fortunate to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I always learn a lot. And before we begin with the interview, for anyone listening to the program today who would like to view my guest's website as you listen, go to www.hdinteractive.com. That's HDINTERACTIVE.com. My guest today is Kevin Hole. Kevin is the Chief Strategy Officer for a very interesting company, HD Interactive. So welcome to Job Talk, Kevin.
Thank you, Dean.
So I knew I had to learn more about your company and have you as a guest after experiencing the Gear VR goggles. Man, that was some amazing technology.
Thanks. Yeah, those are a lot of fun, and we've had them, different versions of them, for probably about the past year and a half, just showing off other people's examples and showing what these virtual reality goggles are. And it's a lot of fun to just show everyone what they do.
Yeah, those we'll talk about all the applications that can help business and science and society as a whole. And we'll get to all the cool things HD Interactive is involved in. But first, I always like to start out by having my guests tell us about themselves up until the time they began working for the current company. So let's start with where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Buffalo, New York, the youngest of four.
Okay. And tell me about how you came to Florida.
I decided that college wasn't for me, and my mother was living in St. Petersburg at the time. She actually left for St. Petersburg the same day I left for college, and came down to be with her after 2 years of college, and entered the workforce soon after, and have been here ever since.
And basically, how long have you lived here?
I've lived here 24 years, and roughly 23 of them in and around downtown St. Pete.
Wow. So, you know, you're really the perfect person to talk with about regarding all the changes the city has gone through, some good and some not so good. You know, what's it like to be here today?
Oh, man, it's fantastic to be here today. And I really have seen an evolution and a renaissance happen in downtown St. Pete with business, with culture, with art, with commerce. I'm very lucky, and I plan to stay in St. Petersburg as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about some changes you've actually observed from living here. I mean, we were here when the Vinoy wasn't in such great shape.
I was here when the Vinoy wasn't nothing, when Beach Drive wasn't too much, when the Crisplip Arcade was just a bunch of stores that sold stuff from garage sales, and to see the 600 block blossom, to see Beach Drive blossom with hundreds and hundreds of families moving in, and you know, all these high density living with retail on the bottom. It's I think it's been great for the city, and I love the growth.
And how would you say that it's a good place for people if they're for a technical person who wants to perhaps look for a new place to live?
Well, yeah, for two reasons. Number one, the creative community is by here, so there's art and technology to me are very similar. So simply being in a very arts motivated environment is great for technology people. So living here is great, and with technology, you don't necessarily have to be living in the same place that your company operates. Mm-hmm. So a lot of technology people who can live anywhere, man, come to St. Pete. This is a wonderful place to be around creatives.
So would you say there's a strong technical talent pool in
Tampa
Bay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Programmers, developers. We've been to meetups in Tampa and St. Pete's, and we actually are looking into attend a few of the Umani game developers that are happening. They have meetups with those guys. We want to start attending those, but yeah, this is a great place for all that.
And have you had a chance to work with the city and or government, you know, the county government for business?
Oh, yes. So over the years, we've done multiple projects with the city of St. Mm-hmm. Pete, and it's always been a very positive experience.
So are they pretty easy to work with?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, good. So people that want to look for and relocate their business, St. Pete is business-friendly, would you say, in Tampa Bay overall?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So let's tell us about your career path and how you became the chief strategy officer for HD Interactive. Tell us about your career path. What'd you do?
Well, I started off with the St. Pete Times in customer service and realized that I was pretty good at customer service, and they hired without a college degree. And I ended up meeting a friend, and she told me about Templeton Mutual Funds, and I didn't know what a mutual fund was that day. And they were in downtown St. Pete, and I was hired by one of the original founders, Rosemary Galbraith, who has been a staple in the St. Pete community for years. And I started in customer service there in 1992, and by the time I left in 1999, Templeton had grown from Templeton to Franklin Templeton and had moved from 300 employees at 700 Central Avenue downtown to around 3,000 employees in the Carillon office complex in North St. Petersburg. So it was a tremendous way to not only see growth in business and watch the city work with Franklin Templeton to acquire that land, and they put 300,000-400,000 square foot buildings there and then built another tower after that. So to watch that growth happen in the city of St. Petersburg broker that deal, I was proud as a professional. And
so how long were you there?
I was there from 92 to 99, so I was there 7 years. Okay. And then left because I didn't want to leave St. Petersburg and turned down a pretty great job, but at the same time was offered a new opportunity at the time from the largest web development company that wanted to start a financial vertical. I had moved from customer service into sales in my career path at Franklin Templeton and had a solid sales background. So they were looking to bring in someone and teach them the technology part of it to bring in the sales and financial aspect. So it was a wonderful fit. And the day I joined Hydrogen Media is when I felt I really saw a true career path and a passion for a career.
Mm-hmm. And so when did you actually join HD Interactive?
So I joined HD Interactive 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's founded by Sean Carey in 2002. And Sean and I were colleagues at Hydrogen Media. And when I left and then when he started HD Interactive, I was still with a technology web development company, and we stayed in touch and always had a lot of mutual professional respect, and we would do probably one or two projects every year that we would hire HD Interactive to do.
Mm-hmm. So Sean was actually, he managed a whole lot of people at one time.
He did at Hydrogen Media, again, one of the largest web development companies in the late 90s. I bet you he was at least 100-plus people, developers, designers, the entire creative and programming side, the deliverable of the company. Sean was managing that.
Mm-hmm. So he had the idea for HD Interactive, and then he brought you on board?
He sure did, yeah. Mm-hmm. In 2010, I had actually started my own firm called Encounter Creative for about a year and a half. And we were just doing design. I was with two very, very gifted designers, more of a boutique shop, and had a lot of relationships in the area. So it was easy to keep going. And speaking to Sean, we ended up doing a bunch of creative. And before we knew it, HD Interactive was my largest customer. And then a few months later, the iPhone came out. And that's what kind of changed. And that's what brought us together.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so the iPhone came out, and HD Interactive, being the students of technology that they are, they got it. They got their developer license, and they started development in it months after the phone was out. Well, that was very exciting to me. And Sean is like, "Look, man, just come on, let's do this together. Help me create a market here, and let's sell apps and let's make apps." And shortly after, HD Interactive kind of absorbed or merged with my company, I came on board, and our two very gifted designers. We still Don. We just had a project with Don last week that we use.
Great. So I'm speaking with Kevin Hole, the Chief Strategy Officer for HD Interactive. And Kevin, I'd like to learn more about the company and about some of your projects, as well as learn more about what a Chief Strategy Officer does and what prepared you for this role as well. But let's start with the history of the company and more to the point, tell us about what HD Interactive does.
The company was founded by Sean Carey in 2002 and is privately owned. And we are a software development company. We love to work on things that we've never done before, and we kind of see ourselves as more of a boutique specialized developer. We don't really do a lot of large enterprise software projects, but if you have an idea, we can make it come to life.
Mm-hmm. And you, I met a group of your team in the office that you had up here not too long ago, and geez, they were from different parts of the world.
Yeah, these days we fully believe that it really doesn't matter where you are. We say, you know, offices in Tampa Bay and clients everywhere, and mm-hmm. Our employees are everywhere as well. And most of our employee acquisition has happened organically. For example, one of our best programmers, who's named Trey, was on a developer forum trying to get an answer for a PHP problem. He had a programming language problem he had, and the same guy kept answering all of his questions brilliantly, effectively, with fantastic results on Trey's end. Mm-hmm. And eventually we said, well,
let's hire him.
What's this guy, you know, does this guy do any projects? So, you know, we did one small project, two small projects, and before we knew it, David was working 40-plus hours a week with us, and mm-hmm. he just so happened to live in Cologne, Germany. It really didn't matter mm-hmm. where he was. He got his work done. He was efficient. He was a wonderful communicator, and the product was always early or better than it should have been.
And what skills do your programmers and team have in general?
For app development, we have the native code, so Java for Android, and Objective-C, and now Swift for iOS, for Apple. And you can also make apps with a lot of different platforms. So we use JavaScript, something called PhoneGap, and JavaScript also translate to web development and mobile development, and responsive, and all that is all done with JavaScript. So these are things that we do quite often, and so our experience level is robust in these things.
Great. So let's talk about some of your projects and capabilities. You showed me an amazing video of a zip line view of a building. Can you describe the video on radio here and talk about the industries and businesses that could really benefit from that technology?
Yeah, it was actually, you were actually watching a virtual reality experience on my computer. So it was a test build. So it actually wasn't a video at all. It was more like a video game, but we call them virtual reality experiences. Mm-hmm. And the end product is going to be on the Galaxy VR goggles, where you have 360-degree view and range of an environment that we created that is actually a 15-story building that's our logo that you fly up an elevator, you watch our video along the way, and then you can take a zip line roller coaster ride throughout the entire desert oasis that we made around our building. And the reason why we did it was we thought about who would be the early adopters of Gear VR and virtual reality. And you have to have the product. You have to have it. So it's somebody that wants to show somebody else. Mm-hmm. Well, we've done some projects with HOK in Tampa, and we know that...
And HOK is a construction firm?
They're a very large architectural firm. And they're a global entity. Mm-hmm. And they always, when they pitch large ideas and are in competition for design, they will render a 3D version of whatever their creative vision is. And they'll make a video with 3D software and kind of fly through it. And it's impactful. It helps them win jobs. And we thought, well, if we could take that 3D file and walk through it and walk in every building, walk up every stair, walk around the outside of it, we think that that would be a valuable asset to not only win jobs, but to leave it for the client. And it's now an asset to help raise money for the building. Much of the stuff that they do is at college campuses and things where the design budget is covered, but the construction is still being raised. Mm-hmm. And they have capital campaigns. We thought this would be a wonderful asset for a capital campaign as well. So our first example was just a building. We asked our guys, we said, look, just make a building and a couple of trees outside and a couple of rooms. And we just want to be able to show architects that we could take a file and walk through it. So our creative team would not let us do anything that boring. So what we ended up with was our building as our logo as a 15-story building, mm-hmm. in a desert oasis with trees and mountains and all this, and still
and a zip line
and in a magic. It's we don't know. It was at first. I think we were trying to call it a magic roller coaster. There were some other test videos that we had seen in virtual reality on a roller coaster that were amazing, and we thought it'd be neat to kind of show that off. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be done with production. This was an idea probably in January. We started the creative assets, I'm guessing now, February, March. So from March to August, we went from idea in our heads to we'll have it on the Gear VR, hopefully, you know, in the next 10 days or maybe even less.
Well, that's great. And so the applications, why would a company like HOK be able to use this, and what advantage would it be for them?
Yeah, see, they could, in theory, they'd be able to win jobs because none of their competitors have an asset like this, number one. Number two, it gives the user a very, very, very real experience and good idea of what the design is.
In different stages as well?
No, it's usually, you know, finished. It's okay. Usually like the full rendering, but any of that is possible because it's all digitally done.
Right.
So we could, you know, make the walls look like walls, or we could make them look like just the steel outside. And that's actually a wonderful idea, Dean. Never thought about that.
No problem. I got some more for you.
First one's free, right?
Yep. Okay. Well, good.
So,
because I mean, that was just really amazing, and you know, I've had some experience with companies like HOK, and I can just see how they should really look at this, because it's just an amazing presentation. It truly is.
Well, we were able to understand with them their marketing budgets, and know that we have to work within those, and we believe that we can create an asset that is not their entire marketing budget, but we think could be the strongest leg of their marketing package that they deliver to a prospect or client. And it's simply because you walk away from feeling like you were there,
right,
in a way that no other medium does. And because we are here and they are here, you know, we want them to afford the opportunity to have this brand new lightning technology right at their fingertips.
Another example that you showed the Eagles here was when they had those goggles on, and I know it wasn't your software, but what an interesting concept and experience. Can tell the listeners about that?
The dinosaur?
Yeah.
So the dinosaur was made by Pixar to promote their, you know, latest Jurassic Park movie. And they made it for the Galaxy VR to just have a free test. And it's all CGI, you know, computer-generated images, and it's one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen. Now, big companies like this are putting out tests and trying it out, kind of in the same vein that we are, to just simply do it, do something small, and understand how the process works. You can read online a number of different places that say that Oculus Rift, who is the ultimate manufacturer of these, they make their own Oculus Rift, and they also make the Samsung Galaxy VR. And that's what we like, because it literally snaps into a smartphone, a Samsung phone. Wow. And but many of the press out there says that Oculus is going to have a consumer version of this probably somewhere in the first quarter of next year. And it's kind of like knowing that Nintendo Wii is going to come out and how big it's going to be. And like seeing Nintendo Wii a year before anybody else did, or use it a year before anybody else. When that came out, it exploded. Mm-hmm. And you know from firsthand experience that when this goes to the market and there is a consumer version, a lot of people are probably going to buy it and play with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was an intense thing to experience, that's for sure. Even in the very beginning, not even the dinosaur part, but if you just put them on and look at the very basic part, you were suspended and looking like down from a second floor.
Yeah,
but it was like you're flying. Yeah, it was like you're flying, and it was so realistic. I found extremely interesting just the fact you kept telling everybody that what they were seeing on their and was not going to hurt them. I mean, and really, it is that intense. And I highly recommend anybody that has a chance to take a look at that to do so.
Yeah, that definitely. Jurassic Park one was. I screamed. I watched it.
Really?
I watched it in Sean's office in his chair, and he didn't tell me anything. So I just saw this big dinosaur, and I knew it was Jurassic Park. I know the movie's kind of scary. I didn't know if he was going to bite at me or what he was going to do. And yeah. It took all my
mental control.
Mental control, thank you, to just not rip the glasses off. It was really scary.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about some other projects as well that you've worked on. What you've just described, is that the virtual reality video?
Yeah. So it's our first test. We're in the final stages of it. And what you saw was on my computer. And the last thing that we'll do when we have all the files and all everything the way we want it, then the programming team will make it work on the Galaxy VR goggles, and then I'll be out showing it to just about anybody that wants to see it.
Well, I hope they check it out, because it's definitely worth it, just to take a look at it.
Thank you.
And now you have an app called The Last House Standing. Can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, that was an exciting one. It's available on iTunes and the Android store, and it's wonderful for families and teenagers. The Last House Standing, we coded this, and the client was the Florida Association of Safe Homes, and what their job to do is basically keep the general public as much as they can aware of hurricane preparedness and to making wise decisions when you're constructing your house and when you're fixing your house. So what the game is, you have a sum of money and you build a house. You pick the foundation and the walls and the ceiling and the roof and the windows, and you can even fortify it with 10 different variables, and it's fun. There's great drawings and beautiful color and all of it. And when you put together a house, you can challenge a friend on Facebook. And when your friend makes their house, then you hit a button and you see how your house stands between a fire, a flood, and a hurricane. And depending on which of the variables you picked, one of you is the winner. It posts to Facebook, and you just become aware of the building materials and what's better for your home and safer versus money. So it's an education piece, but it's also a social game to get teenagers from probably middle school on up to adults to engage each other in a fun way that incorporates learning. And mm-hmm. we are in a place that's prone to hurricanes, and this is a smart thing. So it was great to be a part of it. And we're really proud of the work that we did.
Mm-hmm. And is that part of your own virtual reality projects that you work on too? Or are those other projects that you have going on?
Yeah, no, those we're mainly a work for hire company. So okay. 90% of the work that we do in a given year is someone is hiring us to right. do, either a company, an individual, or an agency. Mm-hmm. And about 10% of our time we spend roughly as a company working on our own examples of brand new technology that somebody hasn't hired us to do yet.
Yeah. Boy, you have a lot of those ideas, I tell you. It's very interesting.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of yeah. fun.
I understand you have an application for the Museum of Fine Arts. So tell about that. Tell us about that and when it'll be out.
We do. This is something we're also very proud with. We've worked with the Museum of Fine Arts for over almost 2 years on this, and it's meant to be a companion to the museum experience. So we thought a lot about what that meant, and we don't just want to have you have the user staring at their phone and looking at a picture of something that's right in front of them, but we thought about how we could use the device as an asset during the museum experience. So we came up with a few things. Like, first of all, if someone is standing in front of the gallery label, one person at a time can read it. So the gallery label is there for every single piece. When you're in one of the 21 galleries, you tell the app which gallery, then you see the piece, and you can read the gallery label. And if you have headphones on and you'd much rather listen to something than read it like I would, you can actually get the gallery label on audio. So now it becomes a self-guided audio tour for every single piece that's in the building. The next thing that we did was we thought it would be neat to contribute. So we give the user the opportunity to take a note about the picture and write a journal entry, or even scratch a little drawing and do a little sketch, or a
little bit of lightning there.
That's great.
Sorry about that.
Or even make a poem inspired on the piece. So now you can be creative, and you could keep it for yourself, or you could submit it to the museum, and they have we built a whole back-end system that allows them to review them and then put them permanently in the app. So now when you're looking at a piece of art, not only are you able to listen to it, read the gallery right there, but anyone that was there before you, you can get their thoughts on the piece. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd be creating a conversation where time and space doesn't matter. And when we first approached the museum about the app, they wanted us to come up with an idea, which we normally don't do. But this was the idea that we came up with for them, and they thought it was great. So so we built it, and we're really excited. We'll be submitting the app to the App Store probably in the next 2 weeks or sooner. And mm-hmm. like I said, we've been working on it for almost 2 years with them.
Great.
And it's going to be very exciting. Yeah.
And so, you know, we only have a few more questions. And my guest today is Kevin Hull, the Chief Strategy Officer for HD Interactive. And Kevin, so let's go to the interview tip of the week. I know that as part of your job, you're tasked with putting together the team at HD Interactive, and so that means you've hired many talented people in your career. If someone wants to apply or wanted to apply for a job at HD Interactive or anywhere in general, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, the type of folks that we normally hire are programmers or artists or designers. So for that particular group, and a lot of people can argue they're very different as far as job skills, but they are. But at the end of the day, they're deliverable with something that they're creating with their hands, mm-hmm. Either with code or with digital art or real art. And our best advice is the portfolio. We're really not interested in where you went to school. We're really not interested in where else you worked. We're interested in what you've created so far and what you want to create next. Mm-hmm. So for that creative community and those types of folks, make your portfolio the best it can be, whether your job is paying you to do it or not. Spend your own time, make your own test pieces. We still do it as a company as well to beef up our portfolio. And that's my biggest advice, and that goes to anybody that's looking for a job or happy in their job, mm-hmm. Is to build your portfolio up whenever and as often as you can.
So, Kevin, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here today and sharing all this fascinating stuff you're working on with our listeners. So how can anyone get in touch with you and learn more about HD Interactive? Do you have a website that they could check out?
We sure do. It's hdinteractive.com. And in the top right-hand corner is a phone number, and it is my direct line right here to this wonderful iPhone that I'm holding.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook page as well?
We sure do. It's HD Interactive on Facebook. And I like it because we're all these great projects I talked about, we're going to be sharing them with our friends and our followers on Facebook the moment they're out.
And I hope you come back and show us some more of those apps and I hope we get a chance to look at those goggles again. And just thanks again for all for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us. It was incredibly generous for y'all to let us come and use your offices and to be invited back here today. We are thrilled to be here and humbled by the whole thing. Thank you so much, Dean.
Sure. And so that was my guest today, has been Kevin Hole, the Chief Strategy Officer for HD Interactive. And I highly recommend checking out their services and see for yourself what Kevin has been describing today. They do cutting-edge work, and the 3D goggles experience is one you just won't forget. Their website is hdinteractive.com. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update. Congratulations go out to Jimmy Ralph and the folks at SalesMakers, who are a provider of third-party labor forces for retailers. They announced that their expansion of their corporate headquarters downtown by an additional 8,600 square feet in this building, the Plaza Tower. And the company plans to add 4,500 jobs in the U.S., with 100 of those locally. The Tampa Bay Business Journal listed SalesMakers as number 24 on their Fast 50 list 2014. So check out their website at salesmakersinc.com for more information. And our friend Mark Guthrie of Create3D reminds us of his upcoming tech camp, which will be taking place on Monday, August 3rd through Thursday, August 6th. For more information, visit Mark's website at create-3d.biz. That's create-3d.biz. You can download the flyer and sign up for the tech camp. And the sponsor of this program, Eagle Data Logistics, is looking for candidates with advanced Oracle DBA and developer skills. And right now, they have a critical need for an advanced PLSQL developer. You can send your resume to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com, and I'll be sure to get your resume to the right folks. And the shout-outs today go to Vinny Tafuro in Tampa Bay. Vinny is the president of Conscious Capitalism Florida, as well as Tafuro Communications, and he's going to be my guest on Job Talk next week on August 5th. So please join us next Wednesday at 12:05 Eastern Time. I'm really looking forward to that interview. And to Ramana, welcome to Tampa Bay. I look forward to meeting you soon. And to my guests next month on August 19th, Matt Horton and Rena Hafer of SensorFact, a technology firm that recently relocated to downtown St. Pete from Davie, Florida. So welcome to St. Petersburg. And they presented at One Million Cups today and did a fantastic job. So we'll be able to talk with them about their unique company and services and also why they chose to move their operations here. If you're thinking about finding a new location for your business, you're going to want to tune in next Wednesday, August 19th at 12:05 Eastern Time for a live interview on Job Talk. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSaintPete.com. You should check out the great music, including local musicians who are featured here, new shows in production. As the website keeps getting better, you can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including Maine oldies, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. And by the way, if you're looking for an organization that has wonderful speakers who are leaders within the community and get a really good lunch too, you should check out that organization. Just Google Suncoast Tiger Bay and take a look at their website. So, for example, last week, Brian Auld, the president of the Tampa Bay Rays baseball organization, was the guest speaker and gave what I thought was a great presentation. It was very informative, and I learned a lot from that. The event was well attended, and everyone I spoke with afterward enjoyed it too. The RAISE organization is involved in so many community-based programs that are just wonderful, and some of them I was really surprised to learn about, didn't even know they existed. And I did invite Mr. Ault to be a guest on future Job Talk. I know how busy his schedule is, but I do hope he'll accept and share his story and vision with all of you. After all, my new favorite term is RAISE UP, and I'll keep you all informed and posted about that. Meanwhile, be sure to listen to Will Koontz as he hosts the Homemade Broadcast at 6 p.m. Sundays, and to the Indie Circuit with Mao that airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. That's RADIOSTPETE.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com, and I really look forward to your comments and suggestions. And I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Hari, my engineers, Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening that if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. And so thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.